got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. Hi, this is Sebastian Bengtsson, and you are listening to A View from Section C.
A View from Section C is sponsored by Don Michele, Italian restaurant, Exchange Street, Dundee. Hello, welcome on to episode 142 of the Don Michele sponsored A View from Section C. Senior, how are you doing? He's looking a bit, if you're not watching, you're just listening, he's looking a bit old. He is also looking a bit old. He is looking very old. But he's also at work.
Yeah.
All four. Yeah,
I'm feeling cold. I've got a big lips and I'm covered in calcers. I've been feeling shit for about Friday. So my first long weekend of being off on a Friday and Monday was an absolute waste of time because I've been feeling shit the whole time. Cold, I'm bald, as you could see, because I got my head shaved, and I'm certainly old, as you could see, for those who are watching me, this fucking mugshot. So, yes, and I'm also different surroundings, which tells you we a big window like that behind me, I'm in work.
Yeah, yes, well, I'm also feeling it, senior.
Oh.
I'm feeling ill and Shannon's feeling ill. We came out of the game. Well, I felt it before the game, but I came out of the game. I felt even worse.
I was the same.
Cat just walked in the room there.
I was at the stage where I wasn't even going to go to the game. And I'm thinking, I'm not missing this opportunity for us to beat Sheffield. I'm not missing it. I maybe even cheer us up a wee bit. Nope. Didn't happen, as we will touch on later.
We'll come on to that. But other than that, you're doing okay.
We're okay.
Good. Just watching the cat leave the room, Max, here she goes out. She opens the fucking door, but doesn't like fucking close it behind her, does she?
Unbelievable. It's not that trendy.
Fuck's sake. Senior, we will start as we always do with the Don Michele competition, the £50 voucher. Now, Junior did remember all vouchers this week. They were all gone. Because you obviously missed the Belfast game on Wednesday. So Claire did get hers. And get what? I think Kenny just sit right behind me.
You're a twat. Honestly.
I messaged her. Are you here?
She says I'm behind you.
She just knows you're not. Oh, dickhead. I didn't think they sat right behind her. It's funny because we've said it before that it's really interesting when there's folk that comment on the page and stuff and share the podcast and even in passing speech. But there's so many faces that you see at the rink that you didn't recognise now.
Yeah.
And as the years have went on, and Claire was one of them, I did not know she sat in amongst with practically just a few rows back to the right. So, so Claire got hers. Stuart Grubb got his. He got his at the Rockets game. And Mr. Brockie got his on the day that he was meant to actually get it as well. I didn't even forget his at all. So everyone's got their vouchers now.
Yeah, so well done, Shannon, for remembering them.
Our business manager had forgotten them, obviously, as we spoke to everyone about. So apologies about that again. But they now all have them because I remembered. So we do have a wheel this week. The competition for the last two home games against the Belfast Giants and the Sheffield Squealers was how many shots on goal would Spencer Nass have been the highest shot taker in the team? It was quite a disappointing number of shots.
It was indeed.
Belfast, 3 shots. Sheffield, 1. Which gives us the total of 4. So, senior, we do have a wheel. let me add the wheel in. So, not many names, just the six. David Sim on the wheel again. Donald Joyner, I think I've seen his name before as well. Al McDonald, yep. Scott Marshall, Nicola Thompson on the wheel. I see her commenting every week. So she's in the wheel. And Jenny Grubb, funnily enough, the aforementioned Stuarts. So, yes, this could be a double win for them. Could you imagine? So, let's shuffle our wheel up a little bit and spin it for this week's winner.
You're going to get some wee music coming in with this.
Well, you could sing. No. So, congratulations, Alan McDonald. You are this week's winner. If you've got me on social, like, find me on social media if I had any messages, because I'll probably forget. Usual, drop me a message, and we'll get that sorted out for you to receive at the next home game, which is on Saturday. It might need to be senior that gives you it, because I'm not going to be there. David Sim, he was the next thing to win it, and never fucking won it. And I'm going to get it now for that.
Yeah, so well done, Alan. Yeah. And you know what? Well done to everybody that guessed only four shots, because if I was allowed to guess, no way. I'd have been guessing that just as a minimum against Belfast alone.
Chris Brinster. Yeah. Now, I called him out a few weeks ago for the guessing in between. But he didn't guess in between this week. He just guessed 78 shots. And I reacted with a laugh to it, and he actually then commented on it saying, sorry, I misread, and then put his actual answer. I would love to know what he actually read of to get 78.
You could tell him, right? I'm not getting involved in this.
I thought it was fucking hilarious, but
I'd rather go head-to-head with Ploosy.
Oh, I don't know. That's a tough one. I don't know, Ken Senior. Yeah. So it is time for our Axis Property sponsored Rockets Talk. Senior, a good win for the Dundee Rockets at the weekend. They were at home to the famous Paisley Pirates from. Are they from Glasgow? Because Glasgow Clan are from Paisley, but call themselves Glasgow. So the Paisley Pirates should be called the Glasgow Pirates, then, surely.
Well, you got to remember the Glasgow Clan are like the Rangers. They're a new team, are they?
They're a new team. That's it.
So Paisley have been going for a while. Yeah. So they've got the call on the place.
That's correct. So, big win at the weekend at home to the Paisley Pirates. 8-1. Goals by Robbie Hill, John Dolan, Kevin Ross. 2 from Rio Page. 2 from your boy, Sean Beattie.
There he is.
Sorry.
Sean the Sniper Beattie.
Yes, Sean Sniper Beattie. And the other goal from Dennis Consus, who again, just to blow the trumpet of him like I usually do every week, 1+4 in the game, Dennis Consus. But a big win there. Dale Shearer played the game, 27 saves. His only goal against was a penalty shot. But by all means, I don't think Paisley were going to score had they not got that penalty shot. Dominant performance, start to finish, Senior. Did not get any doubt at all.
I seen the score coming through. I had every belief that the guys would win. What I will say, though, and this is no disrespect to the Rockets, this is probably more respect to Paisley rather than that, is I didn't think it would be 8-1. I thought maybe they'll win by maybe 3-4 goals. which would be a good night to all of us. You know, if it was 5-1, it'd be a good night to all of us. But 8-1, it's a bit of a marker because Paisley could be a difficult, difficult team to play against.
So, second time they've played Paisley at DIA this season, the aggregate score, 16-3.
Yeah.
8-1 and 8-2. But, Senior, you said that, you know, it's no disrespect to the Rockets. I'll be honest with you, Rockets just dominated. They did not give them a second on the puck. Forecheck was great. Pressure on the ice was great. Very disciplined. Defensively, very, very good. The defensive player jumped up in the plays as well. Pitching on the boards, it was an all-round performance from the team. I say Dale Shearer, I'm sure Dale got man of the match.
Yeah, he did.
27 saves. I say that penalty shot was the only goal against. I did say a few weeks back that I think the thing for me with the Rockets this year was that, you know, there were one game each between kind of him and Simpson. And, you know, he's a good goalie himself. And I think they put Dale in against Edinburgh. They hadn't played the week before. He went and put him against Edinburgh, and that's when they went 4-0 down in the first period or something. And I said that I think they need to give Dale, whoever's the starter, which is Dale. If Dale's the starter, he needed a run of games. He's got a good run of games right now.
Yeah.
The Rockets are on a great run. You know, they've beat Edinburgh in that time. They beat Aberdeen. They've absolutely annihilated Paisley. They're on a good run right now. Caps, they've got a lot of, I would say, easier games. They've got a good running for themselves. They've got that game in hand, which will come into the league table in a bit. But certainly Rockets are turning it on right now. All end of the ice. Goalies,
it's interesting,
defense, forwards.
It's interesting what you said there regarding the goalies, because when we get to the Stars stuff,
yeah,
I've got an interesting point about the goalies as well. But you're right. I think Jeff will know who his number one is, and by the sounds of it, it's going to be Dale. And if he is your number one, he's your guy that gets the big games, the Edinburghs, the Whitleys, and then what I would classify as the sticky games is your Kirkcaldys, your Paisleys, and potentially even Aberdeen. Depending on what's at stake during the games. If it's a cup game and you're leading by 8 goals or something, then go with Ewan Simpson. Now, Ewan Simpson's a good goalie at SNL level. Right? It's no, you're no bringing in a young kid and hope that everything goes okay for him. You know, I would probably say Ewan Simpson could probably hold his own in the big games. But I agree with you. I think Jeff has got his number one goalie, and eventually he's got to suddenly say, right, I'm going to need to play him 3, 4, 5 games in a row now.
Yeah.
Because in the fourth and fifth game down the road, it's going to be Edinburgh or it's going to be Whitley Bay. So I kind of have him coming not playing for 2 weeks. And it might be more than 2 weeks. You know how the SNL fixers sometimes go? You go alternate, but it could be 3 or 4 weeks the last time you played.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of that they've got to watch as well. But as I said earlier, fantastic result. I thought they would get the 2 points. Didn't think it'd be dominant, but absolutely delighted that they did.
Yeah. Top point scorers in the league. JD still top. Consus second. Only a few points between the two of them. JD was 1+2 as well in the game. But you look at it there. 8 goals. 4 of them from that line of BE, Dolan, and Consus. It's a tough line to play against right now.
Oh, definitely. And look, I'll no pretend to say that I know anything about the guy Consus, but I certainly know a lot about JD, and I certainly know quite a bit about Sean Beattie. And what they two guys have got is hockey heads, right? They'll laugh at this if they're listening. They're getting a wee bit older, right? But they've got hockey IQ and they've got hockey experience. And at SNL, that will go a long, long way. And if you stick, who seems to be at that level, a very, very good import,
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be so difficult for teams to play against them. And that's probably why Sean will be racking up so many points. Again, we're having a laugh and whatnot. And I noticed that he liked my post on Facebook about time. He must listen to the podcast because the sniper's back again.
Ross Paul even had a reacted laugh at you.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. So, but yeah, that's their top point scoring line. And coming behind that, you've got young Rio, you've got Ricky, you've got the older heads on the blue line that'll chirp in, you've got McCluskey, you've got McGiffin.
Yeah, listen, I'll tell you, Mandy absolutely loved Robbie's goal at the weekend. Beautiful goal. I don't think she's seen it, though, because she was walking down the stairs to the table because she was away to get me a hat. I did tell her I'd get to the end of the second period, but she went down with Beth to the table and missed Robbie's goal, so... I'm getting it in the neck a wee bit for that.
I should have just said it was a wee tipping or something. So just bring it down the level. Just bounced off his arse or something.
Moving on. big win for the Rockets there. We'll come into our MBE Valeting Service Sponsor 2. Which obviously, speaking of Rio, two goals in the game. Good to have him back after a wee period out injured. But certainly Turkey's goals well. I hope that I know the Rockets obviously do have like I don't know what their version is, but is that like a VO camera, like what's used at the basketball to record their games? I don't know if they do. I've not seen any highlights of that. It'd be good to have highlights of the games up because
it would be good to, even goals, even just to get the goals up.
Yeah, Rio's goals were nice.
You didn't even need any commentary on that, and just videos of the goals.
Well, to be fair, I could do the call, right? That'd be a great laugh.
Listen, they'd be better off with me because you're full of shite.
Aye, okay, speak for yourself. So, two goals for Rio. Very good to have him back. Aberdeen only had one game at the weekend. They lost to the Caps at home by 8-1. So, same scoring that the Rockets won. No points for Jaden. However, the only thing else is that Jaden obviously iced on Sunday against the Steelers. So another call up for young Jaden there.
And ice time.
And a little bit of ice time. Nearly as much as an import. But we'll touch on that.
Yes, we will touch on that when we get the star stuff.
Yeah. So SNL standings look like this. So we're old pals at the bottom there still. Kilmarnock, 18 games, 18 losses, no wins, no points. The Sharks, second bottom, 21 games, they have 10 points. Going up, North Ayrshire Wild, Aberdeen, Kirkcaldy, then up to fourth, where we have the Paisley Pirates, 22 games, they've played 29 points. Rockets in third, 19 games, 31 points. Just a point behind Whitley, who have played 22 games. And then Edinburgh still top, 18 games played and 33 points. So only 2 points ahead of the Rockets with a game in hand. And again, as we've said, keep saying it every week, still to play each other on the last day of the season.
Yeah.
It would just be great for it to come down to like level on points, or even just a point between them. Level on points,
And the thing about it is, for that to happen, we just need somebody to do the Rockets a wee favour.
Yeah.
So they get another defeat on the board, but how good it would be.
It would be
great for the SNL as a whole. It comes down to the final game, winner takes all.
But it would just be great if the Rockets had the league wrapped up before that.
Definitely. Yeah.
Right. Senior, let's talk Starsland. So 51 Club sponsored game review. We were at home to the Belfast Giants on Wednesday. Whilst we were at home to the Belfast Giants on Wednesday, Senior was in his home on Wednesday because he wasn't at the game. Belfast went 1-0 up through Carter Hamill in the first period at 6:39. And the only goal, saved senior shouting it, because I shouted it because he wasn't there. 35 fucking seconds. Bo Hansen, 20:35, made it 2. Gabe Chubby Bast, made it 3 at 29:33. Stars pulled one back 10 seconds later through Dryden Dow, assisted by Nass and Kylie, 29:43. Bo Hansen got his second at 33:23. Ben Lake and scored at 33:57. Cameron Kylie pulled one back just for the end of the period, assisted by Dow and Niemann at 38:51 on the power play. Stars then gave a good fight of it in the third period. Morten Jurgens, assisted by Bean and Schoonbear at 43:52. Dryden Dow made it a one-goal game, 5-4 at 50:28, assisted by Jurgens and Nass. A poor turnover in this defensive zone made it 6-4 to Belfast. Jordan Kawaguchi at 55:17. And then David Goodwin with the icing on the cake at 56:44. Giving Giants a 7-4 win.
Wasn't there. Can't I comment on the performance because I wasn't there. But I can certainly, you know what, comment, senior, on the goals.
Senior, I'll tell you what, right? I genuinely don't think we were that bad in that game. God knows how many weeks I say it now. Turnovers in our own zone or mistakes in our own zone is what's causing goals against. It's not even good plays. It's not teams coming down on the rush. It is turnovers and mistakes that are killing us. We played well. The first period, we were in it. Fuck, second period, even though we conceded early, and then a couple of goals, like back-to-back, 33-24, 33-57 or something, we were still playing relatively well.
I don't know how the...
can't stop making mistakes.
I just don't know. Right, so we make mistakes, right, on the ice by turning the puck over. But we also, for whatever reason, seem to have this lack of mentality when they score a goal. So, like, I did a wee debate, very small debate, with a guy on Facebook about the goal in the second period, right? Kind of about the timing of the goals and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And he says, oh, it must be great. You wasn't aware that I was a coach. And I says, it doesn't need me to tell you that.
Sheffield Post, yep. I seen that. Yep.
It doesn't need me to tell anybody this. Everybody can see it every game now. Right, because I'd say that the Sheffield game, well, we're in it, we're playing okay. I thought it was an even first period against them. And I was like, they'll score early doors, and then they'll score again, timeout. What happens?
Yeah.
That happens, right? Going to the Belfast game, it happens again. Second period again. Teams score within a minute against us in a lot of games now at the start of the second period. Then the score, and within, I think, if I add it up right or subtract it right, was 34 seconds in between two goals. Now, Mark says this in his interviews all the time.
Yeah.
And he says that. But what is causing those mental lapses? I just don't get it. I don't understand why it's continuing to happen. One thing that I thought, and I need some of the other stats people to clarify it for us, right? Is it the same five players that are on the ice at the start of every second period? I think it is.
No, I don't think it is.
I think it is. I think it's Dow, no, Moore,
I don't think it is,
and NASA's line.
It'll always go depending on who the lineup is against them.
I wouldn't care less. Wouldn't care less, because if it's the same guys that is happening, I'd fucking throw the fourth line out.
No, but that's what I'm saying. No, I didn't think it is the same guys, because it's the away team's line that we dictate who goes out first. for us.
Yeah.
Because we match up against
them. Yeah, I know that. But what I'm saying is, forget what the opposition are doing. I honestly think it's Dryden and Moorsey, and I think it's Nass's line that's on the ice at the start of every second period.
Yeah, I don't think it is, but let's put it out there.
Certainly was against Sheffield.
Statos on the from the ice rink. Let us know. Get in touch.
What is the starting lineup? That could be this week's quiz. What's the starting lineup for the second period going to be?
Oh, senior, we forgot to do that. We forgot to announce this week's competition.
I thought we could have done it at the end.
We'll do it at the
day
at the
end.
We'll do it at the game
then
preview.
Then Paddy will get another mention again.
Yeah, we'll get more in the show. It's
untimely goals and mistakes that are costing us games.
And you know what? I really felt for Zach Taylor. I really felt for the guy because he's been shit hot since he came in here. He's been a very good pickup.
Yeah.
His skating ability is great. His passing and his vision is great. Couple of chances as well to score, not taken yet. But, his first mistake at 5-4 when we had them fucking rattled.
Yeah.
Keith wasn't even standing on the bench. He was like, holy shit. Like, where the fuck is this team come from? He's thinking back to himself, oh fuck, this is the 7 fucking goal team that fucking pumped us in Belfast.
This is the team for the start of the season, eh?
Yeah. They didn't know how to handle it. And a turnover, goal, momentum killed. And I really felt for Taylor because I really rate him.
I think he's a very good player.
Yeah. Senior, I'm going to do just my man of the match. For that, and it is going to be Zach Taylor. I thought he played really well up until that point. I'm not going to say he's not getting it because he turned the puck over. That happens. Yeah. People make mistakes. And so he's one mistake since he's came in.
Yeah.
So, excuse me, senior, no points. You had us winning 4-2. I had us 3-2 in overtime. But again, we competed and it gave me a little bit of hope going into Coventry on Friday night. It was a very weird week of a Wednesday, day off, Friday, day off, Sunday, game schedule. So we go to Coventry, Friday the 9th of January. Coventry go 1-0 up through Kim Talberg at 8:45. William Boyson makes it 2 just for the end of the first period at 19:30. Yeri Vartanen, I told us to watch out for him, and up he stepped. Purple goal, 32-49, made it 3-0, and it looked like lights were out and the season was done. However, Stars had other plans for Friday night. They were going to throw it in the mixer. Brad Schoonbear, finally, on the score sheet, assisted by McBean, 34-18. Matt Bowden's made it a one-goal game, assisted by Schoonbear again at 38-39. Third period, Otto Nieminen, assisted by Dow at 50-48. Cameron Kylie with a fucking snipe and a half, assisted by Nass at 52-02. Put the Stars 4-3 up after being 3-0 down. Matt Stewart tied the game at 54-32. No further goals. We go to overtime. I told us to watch out for Grant Mismash, but it was for a different reason. It's usually for putting points up against me, but not for putting the puck in his own net with his own stick. Justin Bean credited with the game-winning goal at 61-52, giving Stars the 2 points and Blues only one. 3-0 down.
Yeah.
You take an overtime win at that point.
Definitely. 100% you would. And like you, when I seen the comeback against Belfast, and although it finished at 7-4, I thought, okay. Mm-hmm. We've probably finished on a wee bit of a down there, but by all accounts, that third period that we played really, really well. And I thought, we're going to Coventry, we'll be okay. Because they're no great, they're not a very, very good team, to be honest with you. And then we're 1-0 down, thinking, yeah, okay, we'll get into the, as the game goes on, you're thinking we'll get into the end of the first. Then the score will be 30 seconds to go, and you're thinking, yeah, oh, that's about what killer. Next goal, thinking next goal's the winner. And then they score the next goal, and it's 3-0, and I'm thinking, yeah, that's it, done. Honestly, I thought that was the whole, yeah, we were looking at
the whole thing's knackered.
The whole thing's knackered.
Listen.
And then it goes 3-1, 3-2, 3-3, 4-3. And you're thinking, oh my God, we've pulled this out the bag. We're away to win the game. 2 points, up the road, get your Burberry caps in the bin, chaffs. And then the score within 2 minutes. And you're thinking, fuck, how could we not just hold on? But
I know.
Listen, even if we'd lost in overtime, I'd have took that point considering we were 3-0 down. But to take the 2 points was a great comeback. Great comeback.
Yeah. Listen, I don't actually think we played that great in the first period. Or actually, come on, I think for half a game, I thought we were quite poor. I think 30 minutes, we weren't at the races. And then we got that goal and it was just like, right, okay, boys, let's fucking go. It was a Coventry kind of turnover, and Schoonberg kind of had a 2-on-1 with McBean and just fired a putt low and hard, got in. Bowden's goal, I still really don't really know how that went in. It was a very weird kind of wraparound that somehow went in. But it was nitty-gritty goals that we got, and we worked hard to get it. And as soon as we got that first one and we got the second one, tails were up, fucking playing here, boys.
But that's what Mark has always said, that's where we should be getting our goals from, being in and around the goalie and in around that crease.
Yeah.
And we do it, but to do that, we have to get the puck in around about the goalie.
Yeah. Yeah. So second half of the game, much, much better. Back to kind of the Belfast performance from the Wednesday night before. And a much needed and probably they deserve 2 points. Senior, we both did have it going overtime, but with Blaze take it in OT, you said 4-3 Blaze, I said 3-2 Blaze. I'm
delighted to have been proved wrong. Delighted to have been proved wrong.
Absolutely. I was a wee bit disappointed that I was proved wrong on Sunday because I had fucking 5-1 Sheffield. But we come back up the road. Big expectation for the Sheffield game after Sheffield losing to Glasgow on Friday, 5-1 Saturday. We knew they were going to be up for it, but we had to really take it to them because they were there for the taking. A goalless first period and a very, very good performance from the Stars in that first period. Undone by a poor second period again. Mitchell Balmas, 20:32, Mikko Jussola at 23:05, Dominic Cormier 26:35, and Ryan Tate at 33:30. Sheffield 4-0 up, end of the second period. Mitchell Balmas got his second at 46:02, and Shock Horror called him out last week for it. Mitchell Balmas, hat trick, top goal scorer, top point scorer in the league, hat trick. 59-11, giving Sheffield a 6-0 victory. Senior, you've seen it for the Belfast game, and we've seen it throughout this season. Can we just have no more second periods, please?
Yeah.
Like, just stop playing the second period. Just play the first and the third, and that's it.
Well, even just say, right, we're going to shoot the same way, and we're just going to keep going for 40 minutes. Because that's what seems to happen. Nae ice cut, nothing. Just keep going for 40 minutes and just keep going, ploughing through snow. Really, really disappointed because you see what happened to Sheffield and Glasgow. Then it got worse for them in Fife. And yeah, a lot of folk had a bit of fun at me. Post, we'll never get a better chance of beating them. Well, I'll stick by it. We never had a better chance of beating them. That was our chance to go and make them come up here expecting 6 points and going home with zero. And within 20 minutes, the first period, I thought we played really well. We were in the game. And then within 13 minutes, the game is absolute gone. 32 seconds. There's another end for the second period horror show.
Yeah.
Really disappointed. I'm not going to go down the road like we Sam's. Oh, we're short benched. Fuck's sake, you were two players short. You know what I mean? Okay, one of them's your captain, but yeah, you've still got a bigger fucking budget than us, and that team on that ice should really still beat us. But we had the opportunity to go and beat Sheffield and absolutely shat the bed, especially that second period. I didn't see, after the first period, and I know I said, oh, they'll score early, and if they score early, they'll score again and again, then it'll be a timeout. That was a bit of tongue-in-cheek, but it has happened on numerous occasions. That's how I said it. I just did not see that 13 minutes happening after what we'd done in that first period. I was gobsmacked.
I didn't see us getting pumped after that first period.
Not at all. Not at all.
Maybe in the 13 minutes, I just didn't see us getting pumped, and we got pumped in the end.
Big disappointment. What's no on the score sheet is at 46:03, Alarzo left the building. Because I was thinking, ah, oh, fuck this. I'm absolutely down to death here. And I've come out here because I'm thinking, it's not often we beat Sheffield, and I want to see we beat in Sheffield. Yeah. Mm. And I said, if it gets to five, of no chance.
What it does show on the score sheet, though, is 1:05 left in the game, putting in Dom. Yeah. I don't get it. I don't get it.
I'm the same. There might be someone else. I don't know. Is there an injury? Is there not an injury? Was there a wee tweak at that point? You thought, I need to get him out because even be a minute and that to go. I really don't know. Strange one.
Yeah, and we know that Jarrett has had an injury a few months back. So if it is precautionary, absolutely agree with.
Yeah.
But we're taking him out, and even if it's like he was meant to go in maybe a wee bit earlier, and it's the first stoppage of the game, I would be saying, listen, Dom, there's a minute left. I'm not going to put you in. I've done it at the basketball before. You came what it's like, senior. Tell somebody to go and sit at the table. They're sitting there for about 4.5 minutes because when you're getting pumped, the game's just going backwards and forwards. You look at the scoreboard and you go, Ken, what? There's only 1:50 left or 1.5 minutes left. Are you wanting to go in? Nah, come on, right. Sit on the bench then. Hey, point. Yeah, it's an insult to.
Yeah, you ask them. You ask them, do you want to go or do you not want to go? It's entirely up to you. I'll go. Right, okay, on you go. Is it worth it? It's up to you. Nah, I'm no bother. Right, okay. It's fine. Don't worry about it. I'd have done it at 46:02. That's when I'd have done it.
When the fifth went in?
When the fifth went in. Yeah. That's when I'd have done it.
Yeah.
Right at that point.
Yeah.
That gets me on to the goalie situation, right? I know we've got two import goalies, right? But we've had breaks in between. And I appreciate that Cruz has had an injury, right? But he played against Belfast, got the day off. Played in Coventry, got the day off. To me, he's the number one goalie. He's the guy that should have started against Sheffield. Unless someone's going on in the background that the club will not disclose, right?
Yeah.
But if Cruz is 100% fit, I would even say if Cruz is 95% fit against Sheffield in that particular situation last weekend, he starts for me. And what I'd have done, and I'm sorry, I'm not going to go at any player, right? I'd have put Cruz in. I'd have put Fisk as the backup. And I'd have left Quinn Ryan out.
Yeah. And listen, you mentioned it on social media that he had 9 minutes and Jaden had, you know, like 50% of the import's minutes. At the time, at the end of the second period, Quinn Ryan's ice time was 5 minutes something.
Yeah. That's mental.
Now, I just, if you're not going to play an import, then put Jarrett or Cruz as the backup.
As the backup,
and again, 100%. And I don't listen. And people will end up saying, "Ah, but you know what about the young British laddie and stuff?" Listen, we're absolutely one of the biggest advocates for British players coming through the system, playing more British players, having less imports. But the fact of the matter is that the position that the Stars are in right now for this season, that we're fighting for that last playoff spot, and that's what all we're going to do. We are not going to go any higher than eighth, nah. I don't think.
Nah.
Right now, I can't see us finishing it's any got, higher than ninth.
What, for that to happen, Glasgow have got to go on an almighty collapse, and we have to start winning every single game.
Yeah, but my point is that, you know, we'll always push for British players and less imports in the league, but you've got the choice. You're trying... You said it, best chance you're going to have of beating Sheffield this season, probably.
Yeah.
You know, we want to try and get those 2 points. You're coming off the win, put Cruz in. If he's not playing that well, you've then got your second choice import goalie as the backup.
So if you think about it, right, the fourth line, because Big Morton's got moved up, right, the fourth line was Craig Garrigan, and congratulations to Craig on his 400th appearance.
100%. Amazing so achievement
Craig,
for him.
There's Quinn Ryan and there's Jaden Baxter, right? And for that to happen, Fisk has got to sit out and Dom has got to then be the backup, all right?
Yeah.
Two things on that. If that was the case, why did Fisk travel to Coventry? Just sit in the house. Just sit in the house and forget about the bus journeys. There and back. Just stretch it out in your living room, right? Anyway, that's the first part of it. The second part of it is, if Cruz has got that wee niggle, right, and you're going to play Jarrett, if it's not a big issue, and if that's if there is a niggle, right, he's maybe just thought, no, I'm going with Jarrett, that I'm not playing Cruz 3 games in a row, even though there's gaps in between. Put Jarrett on the bench, and as I said earlier, if you're bringing in an import, who's only going to get about 9 minutes ice time, I'd have sat him out and I'd have put Rio Page on that fourth line. That's what I'd have done. Mm-hmm. Listen, people will be laughing and people will be, you don't care what you're speaking about. But I'm telling you, I'd have went with Garrigan, Page, and Baxter. Now, that's not to say that Jaden's getting regular shifts throughout the game. We know what Rio's had a good bit of ice time at elite league level, right? So they could have double shifted an import with Craig and Rio. That's what I'd have done. But it's astringent for me that our number one goalie didn't start.
For me, what it comes down to is I don't understand. I would have had Cruz starting the game, and if we had Fiskus back up, great. If not, whatever. Okay, what gets me is, why have we changed the fucking lines again? Like, you've just come off of a victory in Coventry, though.
Yeah.
With those lines. And then he drops Ryan down two lines because he was on the second line in Coventry.
Yeah, he switched him in Jurgens. Yeah, sure.
Why change it so much?
Yeah, and for me, like, Big Mortons does again, right?
Love Big Mortons.
He's played well for us this year, right? And I get it that he gives us a bit of offense, but putting Quinn Ryan to the fourth line doesn't help with a grinding line. That's the problem. And if we're only going to give Quinn Ryan limited ice time like that, I'd have just went out and signed an absolute fucking thug.
Yeah.
And gave him that 8-9 minutes ice time.
Mm-hmm.
At least he would have had boys back.
Yeah. Definitely. Right.
But that's what it is, and that's what we're stuck with. I can't see anybody else coming in now. I think that'll be it. I know that Mark said they were hoping to get another forward in, but I can't see it. I think, based on the position we're in, I think that's what done.
Man of the match.
Fuck, it's a tough one, Junior, I'll tell you. It was a real tough one. I'm trying to think back now. Can what? I'll get to Craig Garrigan. 400 appearances. Thrown his body on the line.
I can't believe somebody asked that, by the way.
Yeah. But I'll get to Craig.
I was thinking Craig, and again we'll take this moment to congratulate Craig again on 400 games for the club. A great achievement for him, alongside his buddy Chris Ingalls as well. Every single one of them. It's been great again having a young local lad, one of our own, have that milestone at the club. You'll not get many players do that. And let's be honest, Craig could have quite easily went down south at times. Same with Chris. You know, you look at even guys like Dowdy could have quite easily fucked off again and left Sheffield, but the amount of games that he plays for Steelers, you know, British players have so much opportunities to go down south and have teams down there, whether it's Elite League, NIHL, whatever. They've also got chances to go away to, you know, leagues in Europe, stuff like that.
You've just got to look at Tyler Plews and Jordan County.
Yeah, absolutely.
Remy Maher, people like that.
Jordan Maher.
And Jordan as well, yeah. So these guys are doing there, they're getting a lot of ice time in a league that's competitive.
Yeah.
And they'll
making an influencer.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I will say, speaking about his mate, Chris Ingalls, we are missing him,
Yeah, massively. Massively. Yeah,
definitely.
Hurry back, Ingy. My man of the match, I am going to go with Justin Bean. I think he was only -2 on the night, but again, just I think he's solid every week and wears his hat on his sleeve. So yes, my man of the match, Justin Bean. So, 3 games, 6 points up for grabs. We come away with 2. Fife Flyers still bottom of the league, 16 points level on points with the Stars, who are also in 9th, having played 4 more games. Coventry in 8th, 25 points to 29 games. Glasgow 7th, 29. Guildford in 6th and 29, both played the same amount of games now. Manchester in 5th, 33 points through 27. Sheffield Steelers in 4th. 40 points through 29 games. Cardiff Devils in 3rd, 42 through 29. Belfast up to 2nd, 42 points as well through 27 games. And the Nottingham Panthers in 1st place with 45 points. Not great reading, senior.
No, it's not. Nah, it's quite demoralising, being honest with you. Fife were miles behind us, and now they've caught us, and all those games in hand that we said if we'd win, we'd take them above Coventry. We're down to now 3 games, which would be 6 points, and we're still 3 points behind them.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was about to say.
Yeah.
So, senior, it brings us on to your favourite part of the show. The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Yeah. And on that, Junior, there's not a lot of good, to be honest with you. I could have went the comeback against Coventry, but as you probably rightly said, we never really played for a full 60 minutes there. So you know what? I'm gonna say my good Jaden Baxter beginning to get ice time. And it's not just like a couple of seconds. It was 4 minutes, something, I think it was. So hopefully that's a wee boost to young Jaden. And hopefully more to come from the likes of Jaden and Rio Page. The bad, the second period. To me, that has to be one of the worst second periods I've seen this season. Best Stars team. And we've seen some shockers, but that one was up there. From playing so well to within 13 minutes to be 4-0 done.
Yep.
Against a team that wasn't really at full pelt. And I thought we had that opportunity. And the ugly, we just touched on it there, Junior, is the league table does not lie. The league table will always show you, Nottingham's top of the league. Why are they top of the league? Because they're winning most games. Why are we, us and Fife, near the bottom? Because we're losing most games. And that's it. It's, if you didn't win games, oh no, that's it, we're done. No doing that again. If we don't start picking up points sooner rather than later, and this is me, we have a very small light at the end of a tunnel, I think the season is almost over. I think we're a ninth or even the 10th place team now, which is hard. It is really, really hard.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much. Liam, mean tattoo sponsored game preview. So let's just amalgamate these, senior, because it's we spoke about Coventry last weekend, or last week's show. We spoke about Fife a lot. Yeri Vertanen, listen, I said it last week. You've got to watch for him. He's scoring goals for fun now. He's their second top goal scorer, believe it or not, as a D-man. Big shot from the blue line, the power play especially. Gleeson, 23 points, 29 games. Kim Talberg, 1+1 in that last game against Wye. And then you look at Fife. Anton Carlson, 20 points in just 16 games since they brought him in. Keaton Jameson, 12 assists in 28 games. And then you look at, he's back, Mr. Booth. Six goals in 6 games. So we really need, as Mark said on his interview, it's the biggest season of the weekend. I think he meant it's the biggest weekend of the season. But it absolutely is the biggest weekend of the season.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. This has to be a 4-point weekend with both of those teams getting 0.
Yeah.
Coventry at home Saturday, 7:00. I would like to think they'll come out because they'll have been disappointed what happened at the Sky Dome last weekend. But I'm expecting us to win. And then Fife away on Sunday, 5:00 face off. It's going to be tough in the barn. They're getting the crowds back in again. It's noisy. It's intimidating. Lucic is beginning to do Lucic things. He's scoring. He's assisting. He's fighting. And Booth, said it before, how they managed to fucking get him is just ridiculous.
Yeah.
But Carlson is probably the one that gels them all together. It's just a pity that, you know, the Fife have went and got somebody like that. It's just a pity that we just kind of go, we really need it, somebody like that. And you know what? There's a guy just won the Italian Cup the other day, right? And he was the guy that done that for us, was Ryan Valentini.
Oh, you've ruined me.
Well, Valley's, if that's the Italian season over, go and get him. Go and get him. I'll pick him up for the airport.
No, they still play right the way through.
It's just,
just a fun start for you, though, senior.
I might hear the start as well, because I got it sent to me as well. With 30 games. Yeah.
Well, it was 20 through 26 league games I had. Is it about a Fife player?
No. It's about Valentini.
No, I was looking at it. So Anton Carlson. No, actually I've got that stat. Didn't say it because we're gonna postpone where are they now until next week.
Okay.
But just to pre-warn everyone, my Where Are They Now is next week, Ryan Valentini. I've had that release since last week. Going through the player stats, Garrett Hunt, through 26 games, 2 goals, 6 assists, plus minus of minus 19, and 105 penalty minutes.
Yeah.
That's a fucking liability.
Yeah, you know what?
No, I wouldn't hear with my team. Did I say
no,
it?
No, I'm not saying it with him on my team. But I would.
No, I would not have him on my team at all.
I think he's too much of a liability. Yeah, there's times when you've got to control it and know when to do it.
Yeah.
And I think we Pulio and even Kyle at times, they knew when to do it. Sometimes Haas more than Pulio was a bit of a loose cannon.
Yeah.
But a lot of the time he was reined in and he just knew when to go and do it. If you were getting bumped, you go in there. If boys are taking liabilities, you go in there. You just didn't do it because you want to be, oh, look at me, I'm a big tough fighter. Yeah.
Score prediction, senior.
I really do get what he's bringing to them. There's nobody messes with Fife now. Nobody. And that's what happens with that then, Junior, is it then looks like, why have they signed Garrett Hunt? Because nobody's going to fight him.
Yeah.
Why have they signed Lucic? Well, okay, Lucic could score and put points on. Okay, that young kid wanted to fight him just for the sake of saying he fought Milan Lucic. There'll no be a lot. Lucic and Hunt will not get a lot of fights.
No.
Because boys will not want to tap them on. The days of teams signing the kind of guys are probably gone. Although I've always said that I think every team should probably have one, but it's to be controlled.
Yeah. Right, score prediction. Coventry on Saturday.
Coventry on Saturday. Stars to win 4-2.
I have the exact same. Fife away on Sunday.
Junior, I don't want to pick. Do you hate to pick this in?
Yeah, sorry.
Right. 5-3 Flyers.
I've said 3-2 Flyers in overtime. So, senior, go for a 2-point weekend. I'm going for 3. Brilliant, right? Well, senior, listen, we're nearly up for our hour on the show, so we will wrap it up there this week. Next week we will have the return of Junior versus Senior and Where Are They Now?
What this week's competition?
Oh, fuck yeah,
we've still got the Don McKayley competition for this week, and we'll finish on that one then.
So, Don McKayley competition this week.
Okay. So, this is only for the Coventry Blaze game because we've only got the one home game. All right. This week's competition is, what will the total number of saves made by the Stars goalie or goalies, depending on how the game's going? What will that number be? The number of saves made by the Stars goalie or goalies. Regardless of who's in the goal, we are not going to say number of saves made by Cruz or Fisk or Jagler. It's going to be the number of saves made by the Stars goalie or goalies on Saturday. Okay. So again, if you can get your guesses in, or the usual Facebook, whatever. And it has to be in prior to the warm-up start.
Yeah. Because we did have to kick out some entries this week, senior. Some people were late. Yeah, some people were late. Somebody actually put it in right after the start of the game.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, so.
Oh, dear.
Yes, so aye. that total number of saves. So thank you very much for that, Senior. As always, like and subscribe on Facebook and YouTube. The Buy Me a Coffee QR code is in the top right-hand corner of your screen. That's it from us, from the Don McKayley sponsored review from Section C. It's Tuesday evening. Enjoy the rest of your week. Senior, enjoy the rest of your back shift this week.
I will do. I will do.
I'll not see you, but Senior will see you at the rink on Saturday, and hopefully we've got a 4-point weekend to speak about next week. Don't you know, pump it up, you got to-